It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
So hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar. Oh,
that one in.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 939.
What is happening? What is going on, Gronks? Josh, who's watched our intro more? Mm-hmm. You or Bodhi, who is obsessed with hearing himself say, "Hi, guys."
I did watch it a lot.
Yeah.
And I think it's a catchy tune.
It is. It's catchy. It's new. It's fresh. It's leading us towards the 1,000s.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's soon. That's soon. Weekend, couple of small wins. Any small wins for you?
Cleaned the barbecue.
Yeah.
Took 3 hours.
Yeah. I mean, you messaged me about it, so you know that
I'm proud. Yeah, you wouldn't have.
You only do it to tell people. That's why we've got the small wins segment. It's not even a segment. But,
No, it's a segment.
Well, it's because you're bringing into the office. So, the barbecue now is going to make its way onto our balcony, which is great. Mm-hmm. We've needed one. We're talking about it, and you're happy to hand over yours as a rental.
Yeah,
hoping that it gets broken, we have to replace it with a brand new one.
Well, it's a Weber family Q. It's perfect. And so what?
No, it sounds like you say Weber.
Weber, like it's meant to be Reber or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a Weber, and I was thinking we could do breakfasts, like bacon and eggs, things like that.
Well, I got in this morning to the office and George sort of said, "Oh, Josh is going to be cooking breakfast." And immediately I'm thinking, oh, we're not starting work till 11 a.m. And George said that you said 3 days a week. You're like, let's start sort of small 3 days a week.
I'll Monday, breakfast. Wednesday, Friday. Well, my point was that when I was growing up, there was a whole thing at school where if you got to school early, you got breakfast because there was a whole thing about kids not eating breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, or it was the kids' parents who, you know, worked 90-hour weeks and had to drop their kid off at 7 a.m.
Yeah, bit of that.
And then kids are like, I need breakfast. Like, I mean, I feel a bit like that when I drop Bodhi off early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm that guy, aren't I? But, I mean, this is what you're paying for, right? You want to get – it's like staying at a hotel with a buffet.
Mm.
You fucking get down there early.
Yeah.
You want to make use of the buffet. Daycare, I want to make use of their services.
Do they give you – like, do they give Bodhi a certain meal when he gets there?
Well, I mean, if – yes, you can ask and they'll give him Weet-Bix or toast or something. Okay. But I like to feed him before he goes. Small win for me, mate. Had a cold sore coming on. Fucking took a few Famvir.
Okay, yeah.
Which is 3 tablets that nib it in the butt and didn't get it. I mean, it's kind of there, but it's
– in the bud.
In the bud. In the lip. Nip it in the lip.
So it was going to be in the lip. The bottom middle?
Yeah, bottom middle. It was coming on. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I literally didn't have them for 8 years. I was counting over the weekend with Amy. I was like, she not before, like before her. And then.
What do you think it is?
I have started going to the gym at like 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, maybe I had a big night out. Probably 2 weeks ago, and then we started back at work last week, and then I was still getting up, like, a bit tired, but just, like, that shift of going, pushing your body. So, you can get them from just being run down. But, mate, got to the chemist as it opened on Saturday morning, got it, took the 3 tablets, fucking nipped it in the lip.
Well, the 5 a.m. gym thing, it feels like it's – 2021, the start of the year, I feel like it's so easy to fall into the trap of setting up things that you're going to do because you're like, oh, I've actually got more capacity now. I can do stuff, but you forget that you're not at work. You don't have a normal life.
You've got less on, so you feel like you're taking on more personal shit, and then you're like, and then it all sort of comes to a head.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have to get out. The problem is, so if I get to the gym at 5:15, so 5:10, I get up at 5, and then I'm there and I get home around 6, and then I've got another hour to get prepped.
Mm.
Bodhi's food, my food, Amy, you know, all of that, get dressed. Meditate. It's like there's this extra hour, but I can't do it every morning. I think I'd be too exhausted.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, that's a small win. But we went to the pool over the weekend. Like, I got in the shower this morning. Went to the pool on Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Indoor or outdoor?
Indoor.
How much is it?
Been there before. This
$2
is a new
entry?
One. No, dude. $17.80 for two people. And
is that normal? So I feel like back in the day it was like a gold coin.
I remember $4 to get into the Caulfield pool as a kid. That was sick. And then you'd spend more on hot chips. But yeah, so $8 at the other place where we go. Mm-hmm. And so this is a bit more. This is like, yeah, just under eight something.
Okay.
It's a
and how long? So if you're going there, can you become a member of their gym or something and get a cheaper access?
But I don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. It's too far. And but I stunk like chlorine today, even though I'd washed after the pool. It's just the thing about going to the pool with a kid. I mean, when was the last time you actually went to a pool? I mean, I can't even remember the last time I went to a pool just for the sake of it by myself. Living in Shep, there was an aquatic center that was attached to the gym, like it was a part of it, and so I'd use the spa. But other than that,
yeah. Do they have like play areas? Like I remember Oasis pools in Dandenong, and they had these big blue mats that you could sort of lie on,
dude.
And it would always give me the craziest rash on my chest.
So why would that? Why?
I think it, like the material, like it must have been some sort of synthetic, like rubbery thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like you knew that you'd had a good day at the pools because your tits are on fire, you know. Little man boobs on fire.
Was it just friction rash? Because when you say rash, it's like an allergic reaction.
I have sensitive
to the
skin. I'm a sensitive guy. But I do have sensitive skin. I've had like a face oil, like face oils and stuff like that. Some of it gives me a little tingle on the face.
Maybe it was the chlorine. Mm. That's what you're going to be.
Well, talking chemicals and skin and stuff, when I was doing the oven. Sorry, the barbecue, I was using oven cleaner.
What's the oven cleaner, mate?
I don't know, but you read the back of it and it's like, do not get on the skin, wear like big gloves. And so it's so like, I understand from Bree's perspective that it seems like the barrier is so high because I'm like, okay, I need gloves. Like, have we got gloves? Have we got? And you can create the story of like, I know why I don't do any of this because it's like, we don't have the gear. And so Bree went to the shops and got like big gloves and like a metal sort of scoury sort of thing.
Comes back with welding gloves.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. Well, I wanted that. But the thing was that I'd built up such a story that I was going to end up in hospital from using this chemical that I had Bree basically on standby the whole 3 hours of me doing the barbecue for any time. Like I was wearing my Crocs. Absolute nightmare because I'm spraying the spray. I've got mask on. I've got gloves. Yeah, I could feel it going onto my feet. And so I was thinking, like, I'm going to forget about it. 3 hours later, I'm going to have fucking holes in my feet.
have you seen the photo of a guy who's obviously been out in the sun in his Crocs?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's real.
I mean, that's old school, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was when Crocs first came out, but it was like hot, like spots of sunburn.
Mm. And so when did you get to the pool?
Yeah, yesterday, Sunday, probably around 10 a.m. And the thing about going to a pool where it's like you're going there because you've got a kid and there's hundreds of other kids there. I mean, this pool wasn't that busy. But you've just resided to the fact that you're swimming in children's piss.
Mm.
Like you see Bodhi and you see him, he's just like, playing and then like you see him stop and I say, are you pissing? And he just smiles at me.
And so would you want him to get out? Or are you just, I can imagine you are the parent who, like you want to know if he's pissing just out of curiosity, but you're not going to stop him.
No. So if you think about it a lot, you could gross yourself out. But when you realize how much chemical, like I put money on the chlorine winning over, you know, the fight between the bacteria in the pool versus the chlorine.
Yeah.
Like, it is a cesspool.
Do you reckon that's why you've got your lip issue? Seriously.
No, you don't
pink eye?
I don't have pink eye. I don't have pink eye. I saw a kid at the other swimming pool we went to just stand. So, there's like a picture like a a park with the equipment, mm-hmm. but it's all wet, and so there's like the slide is a water slide, and so it's like mm-hmm. an adventure playground area.
Like sort of an inflated one?
Not inflated. It's actually hard. And so, but there's cannons of water. Some kid just pants down, pissing on the ground.
Yeah, not good.
And at that moment, the mum's looking at me, and so I'm there up on the top, mm-hmm. spray.
With the cannon.
when he left, I'm like, I can sort that out. Use the cannon to spray, and I hose down his piss.
And so how long were you at the pool for?
We go for like an hour, probably in the water.
So it's $8 for an hour. Okay.
It's.
Do you feel like you need a good stay? It's like when you get a good car park during sort of Christmas at the shopping center. You're like, I've actually got to stay here because I've got the Rockstar park.
I know. It's. I want to get my use out of it. But so get this. What would you do? We went in. There's a kids area that was full of kids, and I was like, oh, no. And then there's the adult pool that has an area to be able to have your kid, but it's like the pool that goes shallow to deep, mm-hmm. whereas the kids' pools stay the same.
Diving board?
No diving board. But they closed the kids' pool. And at that moment, the kids' pool's the warm one, which is probably just from the piss. The adult's pool is the cooler one, like body temperature. And they closed off the kids' one. And I'm thinking immediately – like, it's probably how you feel if you ever get a dad Uber Eats order. Mm-hmm. Mate, I want my money back.
Oh, definitely.
They've closed the kids' pool. Mm-hmm. I want my money back.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I thought about it, and I had this same last week with an Uber Eats order. Mm-hmm. I was like, didn't get one thing. I was like, I want my money back. Mm-hmm. Such a problem. I think it's such a problem in myself. I won't talk for anyone else. Like, it can ruin my experience of whatever I was wanting to do, the food, the pool, if I start just like
thinking about it too much.
I go to, because instantly.
Well, if gratitude is the thing that helps. Whatever that state is the opposite of gratitude, 100%. Right? It's like, you've fucked my experience.
Yeah, and then
it's hang on, this is actually way worse than what I think it is. This has ruined Bodie's day. It's ruined my day. You know what? I don't want just money back. I want fucking money for the petrol. No, you know?
Literally, I want 10 free passes. Yeah. But I caught myself in that moment where I'm like, I had to drop it. Which I guess is like half the, if you can use those moments as the trigger point of like whenever that happens, it's like, they're a small business doing it hard. Pools all closed. Let's just support
a pool, a small business. What do you reckon it would cost to start a pool?
Fuck, it'd be.
Imagine the insurance.
This one we go to.
What do you think?
Watermark. The joint would be worth fucking $10 million. Mm-hmm. But then I was just thinking about the cost to run that joint. It's got. Yep. It's like you just hear. It's just noise. Think about all the electricity and the power. It's a lot of money, but there's smaller pools like the one we went. Maybe they're council run.
That's what I thought. I would assume that they're sort of supported because you need to, or they'd be getting a lot of cash from schools for like the swimming programs and stuff, you'd think as well.
Oh, 100%. Mm. I tell you what, speaking of small business, I didn't think Dave Portnoy, you know Dave, from owns Barstool Sports or did.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
founder.
Presidente.
Yeah, El Presidente.
I didn't think he could make me cry, but he did.
Really?
Yeah.
He was giving...
Did you see that?
I saw the headline. There's something... it is nice, you know, when people are doing good things, but the filming of it, I even struggle any sort of... it's very popular in radio. It's like, okay, we're going to give back to the community and it is a feel-good... Yeah. Maybe there's something wrong with me, but I can't listen to... whatever's happening when it's people being nice.
So, Australia, we've had JobKeeper, a bunch of government support during COVID. America have not. Like, the businesses, the restaurants. I think about New York is shut down 3 or 4 times. You know, crazy. Dave is worth $100 million. And he came forward and said, oh, look, I'm going to put forward this, you know, $2-3 million or whatever it was. Who wants to match me? You know, it's like rich people do this. It's like... Who's going to match me? Half of it is them flexing. Yeah. It's like, I'll put forward this, you match this. And so celebrities just have a circle jerk of who's putting more money in. But it is a good thing, right? And so he started something called Barstool Fund or something. Anyway, it's currently got $25 million and they're doing what basically JobKeeper did. They're paying monthly to these businesses that put forward and, you know, put, you know, lay out their case. We're a small, you know, margarita shop that's fucking doing really hard.
Like pizza margaritas or like Mexican drinks? No.
Like a Mexican, one place was called something margaritas. Mm-hmm. It'd been around for, you know, 50 years and this mm-hmm. family owned it and they were struggling. And so, anyway, he was doing FaceTime calls with these people and just like telling them, he's crying, they're crying, I'm fucking just, I don't know, small business owner. I'm just like, oh, man, these people would absolutely love this, you know. It was beautiful.
Do you see Ryan Holiday, who writes all the books on stoicism and stuff?
Ego is the enemy.
Yeah. The obstacle is the way, the daily stoic, all of that stuff. He heard of a story of a guy who was paying people's electricity bills. That's and so nice. You can actually contact the electricity company and say, hey, I want to give some money towards people's bills for people who are about to lose their power. But isn't that crazy? Like, it's a pretty fucked up situation where it's requiring individuals to do that.
Well, that's the problem. That's like
the it's relying so much on.
We look at the $600 government, you know, check that's being sent to Americans. They haven't got what Australia has. It's the population's so huge, and so I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of rich people.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, it's worth it.
Social media. You've been sort of taking a break?
Well, I took off from the what do you call it? January 1, that's it. Yeah. First day of the year.
Yeah.
Took off January 1 till probably the 8th and I didn't open the app.
Have you heard of Clubhouse?
Oh, you texted me. Well, you didn't personally.
Yeah, it came from me.
Well, did it come from the platform or you? I think it did come from you.
It came from me, yeah.
I didn't get back to it. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
So Clubhouse, it says, hey, Tommy, is this you writing this?
No,
hey, Tommy, I have an invite to Clubhouse and want you to join.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, you're a computer. I added you using blah, 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 your number. So make sure that you use that number when you register. It's actually a kind of message you'd write.
Instructions, yeah.
Like, and so, if I fuck that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be pissed off. Yeah, definitely. Have you heard of Clubhouse?
Never heard of Clubhouse, and I forgot to click on it.
Yeah.
But I will click on it.
I will
say on the social media thing, I think I need to, if I actually am going to do any posting, it has to be during the week, because then you see how, like, on the weekend, it's just like I could be in the middle of something and then get pulled one way.
I mean, this is what's good about not doing weekend banter now, is not having that publishing schedule on the weekend. But so Clubhouse is-
Downloading.
Perfect. I don't think you're going to be able to get in now because George took your invite.
What?
Yeah. So Clubhouse is, how do you describe it? So it's an audio only social network.
Okay.
There's rooms. But don't think about it like chat, like ICQ chat room sort of things. They're like, they've got a little bit more structure to them. So when you go into the app, it's iOS only. It's invite only, so it's exclusive. Okay. We like exclusive here on the show. And you have moderators and people speaking. So it's like people are talking, they unmute themselves and talk, and then you have like an audience. The audience can raise their hand, ask questions. It's almost like a webinar solution, but it's consumer sort of, it's a consumer app.
Okay.
Anyway, what's cool about it is it means you could do podcasts live. You can have the Gronks listening in, and you can follow, you can get notified when a room starts, but then you can, if the people you follow, you can see what rooms they're in. So I could go into the app and I follow a bunch of people and it will say, oh, this person is in this room, and it can show whether they're speaking or just watching.
Yeah.
And so there's all different rooms, like a podcasting, like or how to have a successful YouTube channel, all of these different things, and you go on there and you can watch people speak.
Do live content.
Yes.
Is it all live?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
I mean it needs the users on it.
Yeah. And I mean, so it's gone, it's gone,
like trying to create any app, it's like users having,
but this has gone users. Zeitgeisty now. Like, this is super popular. Like, it's become a massive thing. Is that my picture?
No, it says you were Josh's friend.
Yeah, it's true.
So you can, let's set up your profile, import from Twitter, all that stuff. And so
what's cool about it is it reminds me a little bit of So it sort of reminds me of what you would think South by Southwest would be if it was fully virtual.
Yeah.
So it's got that conference vibe because people are talking about their expertise. And so if you're interested in cryptocurrency, there'll be cryptocurrency experts talking and you can it's really good, really good.
And so do people make money on it? How is it?
Also, yeah, monetization isn't really a thing yet.
But so creators are on there just putting out content. Like
so it started social media. And it started at the start of 2020, but it's taken sort of a year to take off. But now it's really like become popular. And they had a function so you could record. Apparently they got rid of that, but they're going to bring that back. So potentially
you can record your own messages through your phone.
No. So like you can record the session
and then put it out
as a podcast.
Oh, yeah. And so, who of note, how did you hear about this?
Who's on there? Who did I? So, my mate Lucy Green from the Homebody Club, she was the one that gave me, like, so I signed up and then you basically can get the username now, but can't access it. And then Lucy gets a notification saying, Josh Jansen's in the waiting, like, in the line. And so, she could bring me in early. And so, she let me in.
To the app?
Yes, to completely use it. But like a bunch of YouTubers, Mr. Beast is on there.
Is he?
Logan Paul's on there.
Yeah. Do you think, how many apps have we had a go at?
This is interesting. So it doesn't have a brand, you don't have like brand accounts. They're all individuals. And so what I think will be interesting is you would have a club. So you can follow all these different clubs.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like following travel clubs and video production clubs. Yeah. And when they go live or when their rooms open, I get notified. And then if my friends are in different rooms, I get notified. Tony Robbins is on there.
Oh, yeah. Big man.
Yeah. Maude Garrett, the radio presenter who moved to LA, she's on there. She does all like geek content. It's great.
So can you chat with other people in the club or you're watching someone present? And then,
so it's not like presenting, there's multiple speakers at one time, but a moderator sets it. And so it's got that vibe of like reminds me of a panel at a conference, which can be awkward. Yeah. There can be a little bit of silence.
You don't have to be at the conference.
Mm-hmm. And you can minimize it so you don't have to be in the app the whole time. So it's great from an audio perspective. Apparently, Lucy told me one thing she doesn't like is they can a speaker or like moderator could select you out of the crowd and say, hey, what do you think? And unmute you.
It's like going to the circus and getting picked.
Yes.
And from the audience, come down, let an elephant jump you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
And so what do you want to do?
I know. I think it's a fun thing to explore. I can, Eric Weinstein's on there. Like there's a bunch of those like thought leadery types.
If I don't get my username, I'm not getting in.
Got it. Yeah, you're in.
I'm in.
Free to welcome Tommy Jacket. They signed up for Clubhouse.
Oh, you've been.
And would love for you to walk them in.
You can see who out of your friends have it. George Martin's got it.
Yeah. And so that was the thing. I wasted it on George because I set him up. I sent him an invite yesterday.
Candy Hertz has it.
Yep.
Jack DeLosa. You see, like, there's a lot of movers and shakers on here, you know.
Yeah.
Is it a movers and shakers platform?
It is now. Now that you're on it. No, but no, it's got the vibe of any of these early social networks. But I think that the interesting thing about it is that it's when you're a passive consumer of the content, you're actually playing a really active role because you're in these rooms and people are seeing. And so just by moving around. So, for instance, think about Twitter. Apparently, it has similarities to Twitter Spaces. I don't know about Twitter. I haven't looked into Twitter Spaces, but apparently that's some new thing. But when you move around the different rooms, it's like leaving a trail or it's saying, oh, Josh is in this room or that room. You can think about other social networks. If you're on Facebook, every time you go to a Facebook page, it doesn't say anything. And so I think that there is
It
doesn't leave a trail. And so I think there's a stickiness to this where when I'm on the app, I started getting people following, like just a couple of people followed me who were consuming the same content. So, for instance, if you're interested in building a YouTube audience, and you're listening to some a room that's all about YouTube growth, you can see everyone that's consuming that content. So then you can click through and like, oh, these are all like-minded people. And then you can click through and go, oh, I know this person. I'll follow them. So it is sort of fun. Yeah.
Just rabbit hole. I mean, you see how they create these things so that you do just stay in there for hours. How many hours have you spent on it?
It's easy to do a lot of hours because you just it can replace things like podcasts or audiobooks or those types of things.
And so, I mean, this like you've taken a back seat from social media over the break as well. Mm-hmm. And what's your thoughts, or are you trying not to think about it too much in terms of using it?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it a lot last year on the show, and we were chatting about what we're going to do this year.
It's only relevant. So getting off social media is only relevant if you replace it with some other good habit.
And so there's a million good habits that.
Yeah. But I haven't had one necessarily stick yet. And so for me, the smaller change is it's like if I'm going to listen to something on my phone, I should never really just be lying down listening to something. I should always be there either walking or because it goes really quickly. Like I can listen to a podcast whilst being on my exercise bike and the time goes like that.
Yeah.
And so, coming back from the break, from the podcast perspective, I definitely went hard. Even on YouTube, I was just responding back to we had 17 comments or whatever on our YouTube video, and I'm just writing back and hearting, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm a community manager. This is great. But you can see how it's a certain vibe right now because we're back and it's exciting. Mm. But then I think that I want to keep doing it, but just say, okay, I'm going to do it for half an hour at this time of the day, go in, see what people are saying.
Mm. I guess that's just what you have to do. If that's actually what you're saying you're going to do,
yeah,
that is the challenge you need to set to actually do that.
Yeah.
Because you see how hard it is.
I'll do a shout out to some of the Gronks. Wayne Peters was on the comments from episode 938, which was yesterday. He said, discovered recently that locking your bags when traveling is really a waste of time because it is so easy to jam a pointy object like a pen through the zip and separate the teeth to get access to the bag.
That's true.
So the thing is, I don't see the locks necessarily as a way of keeping people out.
Mm.
I have the zip ties to see whether it's been opened.
Yeah.
So you can see on the other end, it's like, okay, someone's. So if they fuck with the teeth of the zip, they're not getting that back.
It's a break and enter. It's they've smashed the window to get into your house.
Yeah.
Versus used a key and got through the front door and then closed it behind them.
But I've had a bunch of times, like TSA in the US, go through my bag and they'll just leave a note.
They cut the lock sometimes and they leave a little thing there. Small locks they can.
No, with the locks, they're all like TSA approved, so they just have a master lock.
Oh, that's right. They actually tell you to do that so that you lock.
If you get any travel lock.
Because they can cut your lock.
Yeah, we got a bunch of comments. Thank you, Dean, for your comment. Nathan, Yas, Joe, Lozzie, Show Baker, Vicky, Scooter, Derek. There's a bunch.
I got a bunch of lovely messages about the baby, which was nice.
On Instagram.
Personally, text message, it was great. Now I'm on Clubhouse, so you could probably get me there. Yeah. No, I don't even know how it works. I will check
you
that
get around
though.
It.
But no, thank you for the lovely messages. It's good to be back.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be back.
Right.
Five days a week, Monday to Friday.
We'll see you on Clubhouse. We're just our usernames. I'm Josh Jansen and Tommy Jacket is just Tommy Jacket. Do you remember when we started doing that, where we were introducing ourselves as the Daily Talk Show, episode 939? I'm Josh Jansen.
Yeah.
And you'd say.
And I'm another one of the other wankers on the show.
Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. See you tomorrow.
See you, guys.